Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Various stations of emergency or priority traffic, please call K2BAR. That's always a good answer. All right, good evening, everyone. Again, this is Gordon W2TTT. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835 megahertz, the 2-meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club. This net is about having a conversation about amateur radio, about electronics, computing, telecommunications. It's about having an opportunity to talk about our experiences, things we've done, things we aspire to do, and of course the ever-educated, or should we say, lesson-filled and memorable things we never want to do again. We also have the opportunity here to exchange information about things we're looking for, put things for sale, or wanted, or swap, for that matter. So feel free to do that as well. In any case, I hope that that's something you might want to consider. In any case, let's see. Just another quick note, the repeater is uses a PL of 151.4, but the PL is turned off right now, so you can use carrier access. No problemo.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Furthermore, you can also follow our progress using the Comtech group. That's the Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo Oscar Uniform Papa Comtech group at Yahoo Groups. So feel free to indulge in that and become part of that group. If you can't somehow join, feel free to shoot me a note and I'll hook you up. Send me a note at Whiskey 2, Tango, at AWRL.net. Alrighty, with no further ado, let's see, are there any stations whose call signs begin with Whiskey? Please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is WA2UMP. Good evening, Gordon. This is Jim in Pearl River, and no traffic.
Well, I'm going to ask you about your plans for the weekend, Jim, for the Fusion repeater linking. What's on the menu? So we'll just be aware of that. We are going to spot you for that. Alrighty, who? Any other whiskeys?
W2JEK, Don with a comment.
Good evening, Don. Welcome aboard. Alrighty, any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and no traffic.
Good evening, Robert. Okay. Any other whiskeys? Okay, how about Novembers? Okay, how about Alphas? Okay, and last but not least, how about Kilos?
K2BAR, this is KD2BKD, Bob. No questions, no comments.
Hey, Bob. Welcome aboard. Good hearing you. Was there another station under Bob? Okay, any station, any call sign, feel free to come now with your call sign, your name, indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted items, some combination of those things, or none of the above. Alrighty, well then, let's get right to it, Don. W2JK, WTBAR. What's happening in the land of license examination?
K2BAR and the net W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Okay, next VE test session will be on 21st. This is a Friday night of April. 21st of April. It'll be at 7 p.m. and that will be at the Township of Washington's Borough Hall, where we have our Borough meetings. 350 Hudson Avenue for the street address. And as again, the time will be 7 o'clock. If somebody comes, they'll need an ID, like a photo ID, like a driver's license or a passport, or two forms of non-photo ID. Test fee is $15. And you may need a social security number if you don't already have a license. If you have a license or you have some other kind of commercial FCC license that has an FRN number, you'll need that information. If you are licensed already as an amateur, please bring your license and a copy of that license. And if you want to bring a calculator, it's fine, but it has to be a calculator. Its memory must be empty. Cannot be a cell phone, iPod, or some other device. It has to be strictly a calculator. And if anybody has any questions about expired licenses or paper upgrades, please, I'm able to answer them if need be. Back to net, W2JK.
Very good, Don. Anybody have any questions for Don? Alrighty. Alright. Anything else you want to add, Don?
Nothing at this time. Back to net. W2JEK. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Much obliged. Thank you for the fine service you do to the community by running a VE team. Alrighty. Bob? No, Jim. Jim, I wanted to hear what you had to say about what's on this weekend's menu, as they say, for the C4FM dance.
Okay, Gordon. Interesting stuff. This Friday evening through Saturday evening, we're going to link it to the Minnesota Talk group, and there's a great group of people on that. If you have a C4FM radio, jump in and enjoy. The talk group is busy. It's rather a room. I have to get the lingo straight. It's a room in C4FM. There's plenty of people on, but it's not too busy like the America Link. The America Link can get quite busy. So it's about the right level. And Saturday night we're going to switch over to the America Link, and there's a WiresX International Net on, and that'll be on. It starts at about 9 o'clock, and the poor guy doesn't finish up to around midnight. I don't know where he gets his stamina from. Let me let it drop for a second. Okay, and then Monday night we link in the we're back to the Minnesota room. And they have a tech net, and it's pretty good. Primary focus is on digital, in fact, almost entirely on digital. And again, a good group of people, and they're very well prepared, and often have a guest speaker. So, good stuff. And then Tuesday night, my net is on. It's the Chestnut Ridge. We call it now the Chestnut Ridge Digital Net. And it's on the 442.9 repeater in Alpine, and we link it cross protocol to DMR, New York State. So if you have a DMR radio, or if you have a C4FM, you can join. Let it drop another second. And that's worked out pretty good. By linking it to DMR, we get a broader group of people that are interested in DMR and C4FM and digital communications in general. Also we have a wider footprint. One guy comes in from Rochester, another guy dropped in from California. So we do get people popping up from throughout the U.S., and which makes it a little bit more interesting. So far that's pretty good. And we haven't, you know what, if you work DMR before, you do get these self-appointed policemen. Let me let it drop.
NJ2BS, repeat.
On DMR, you sometimes get these self-appointed policemen who think it's their it's their job to patrol the talk groups and make sure that everything is just right. And we haven't had any negative feedback about linking in C4FM, and we did get folks to join that are primarily interested in DMR. So it's been a good marriage between the two protocols so far. So we'll see how it goes. So so far so good, and always trying to think of new ways to keep the net interesting. And with that, let me turn it back to net control. Gordon, are you still with us?
I'm sorry, I had to step away for a moment for a second. Yep, I'm here. Where were we? I'm so sorry.
Okay, I just gave an overview of the groups that we link in and the net and how it's gone so far by linking the two protocols together and the two different groups of people and so on and so forth. Back to net control.
Yeah, it'll be Minnesota again this weekend, yes?
Minnesota on Saturday. On Friday night through Saturday evening, and then at 9 o'clock or shortly there before then, I'll link in the America link for the WiresX net. And again, that's a three-hour net that goes from about 3 to about 9 o'clock in the evening till about midnight. And then Monday night, it's the Minnesota Tech Group. There's a tech net. There's a tech net on that comes on at 8:30 on Monday night.
So you don't leave it networked overnight on Sunday night into Monday through Monday, do you?
No, I don't. I do leave it from Friday night through Saturday, and then around midnight I turn it off on Saturday night. I don't leave it up all that time. I could, but it seems like that's a reasonable compromise. There may be some folks that want to use the repeater for analog use and or local use, and it seems like this was about the right mix. Although I've been told that if I wanted to do that, I could.
Yeah, I don't know why you just don't leave it up all the time and be done with it unless the people on the reflector have an issue. Yeah, might get some work to get the repeater some use. Anyway, good. It's excellent. Anybody have any questions for Jim? Okie doke. Thank you very much. Anybody want to check into that at this time? Alrighty. Got a couple of things going on. Mark, N2MH reports that Home Depot has a new product by Rigid, a 7-foot extensible tripod, kind of very on the sturdy side. Now that but has one leg that's adjustable versus the others to help level things, and that leg has a level on it. And then furthermore, it's got, at the top of the pole, it's got three rotatable arms that are all independent, and the end of each arm, it's about a foot long or so, has the ability to support something with a quarter 20 bolt, so it's a quarter 20 stud, and that's pretty cool to say the least. So He mocked up some changes, some fixtures, and he put together a 3 PVC ends for the thing and mounted 3 nano stations on them for mesh networking. Yeah, so he actually could set up at 7 feet a 3-sector mesh network, which is pretty cool. I was reminded by the cost is $112, but it's a nice tripod. It's very sturdy, holds about 35 or so pounds. I had gotten a tripod, didn't have the extension arms, didn't have the stud, and certainly didn't have the level, but would support like 100 pounds, I guess it was 80 pounds, something like that. I bought it at Guitar Center for about $20-odd, so, you know, there's, if you need to set up a small, device, or whether it's a ham stick or a vertical, or, VHF, UHF antenna of some sort, or mesh node, any number of these other things. There are plenty of really good tripods out there at Guitar Center and Home Depot and such, and that's pretty cool. Anybody have any thoughts?
Question, this is WA2UMP.
Yes, sir, and yes, I can forward it on to the to the ComTech group.
All right, that would look good. I was wondering, this is meant for temporary use in the woods or mount on the roof. What type of setting is it usually used in?
Usually something temporary, but if you put it on the roof, you would need to find some way to secure the feet so they would not lift up and tilt over, but you could certainly do that.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Let's see, what else can I point out that was kind of neat that I saw? Oh, yeah, so we have the one node on Garrett Mountain in a less than perfect spot. We're going to be putting nodes down in better spots over the next couple of months when the seasons change and we get a little closer to the, to the State County Fair. But the bottom line is that we were very fortunate in that we had I have a MIMO, meaning horizontal and vertical gain antenna, 10 dB in each chain for each polarization, it is being heard in some amazing places. Not perfectly well, but it bodes well for when we do get better locations. And I do have another node ready to go whenever is possible. I have an Omni rocket with on 2.4 gig. I have a 5 gig rocket, no antenna at this time, but I can certainly get one or build one. And I also have a 900 meg nanostation. So we have choices, and so this is pretty exciting. So your mileage may vary, but it will vary less once we get some infrastructure nodes up and running. Any comments or questions?
K2BAR, WA2ISC.
You go right ahead, Bob.
Okay, I noticed like on the Arden website that you were going to run a test on the Alpine Tower with some Arden nodes, and I think that was a year ago you were going to do that. I don't know, did anything come of that?
It wasn't the Alpine Tower, but it was a tower in Alpine. Yes, that would be good. The question really comes is how do we square it away such that we get somebody over in Weka to also bear down and fill in the other side. We'll see. There is some cost associated with using that site. so we're kind of holding our powder for some sites to the west. But if there's interest in the city or Long Island or Connecticut or up in Westchester, up the Hudson somewhere, where they've got line of sight to that site, we would be happy to deploy one or multiple bands of amateur radio mesh networking at Alpine and go from there.
Okay, Gordon. K2BAR, WA2IC, clear.
Yeah, the other sites we're thinking about, Bob, actually are going to light you up a lot better than Alpine would, I would think. I may be wrong, actually. Your site's actually pretty good, but in the meantime, we're going to have a continuing discussion with W2JC about lighting up his site. We have some thoughts as to how to go do that and what makes sense and what doesn't, so we'll see. Anybody else?
Anyway, Gordon, I just want to mention, if it was the Alpine Tower, I can see the red flashing navigation light directly from my QTH, but if it's not that place, then that wouldn't matter.
Oh, you have line of sight to the other site up there, too. It's just to the immediate north of the Alpine Tower, immediate north.
Okay.
Yeah, you would be fine. The problem is, the issue is that you have to be on that ridge along, you know, west of Kindercomack and above Kindercomack in order to take advantage of it, because the rest of us who live in the valley are shadowed to it. Isn't that a cruel joke?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Well, that's why you always should look for real estate at the top of the hill, notwithstanding lightning hits. Anyway, K2BAR, WA2IC.
Yeah, roger that. That would have been nice, but that's not what my wallet and the mortgage company said years ago. So here I am. All righty. Well, it's W2TTT K2BAR. Anybody else with questions? All right. Well, another thing that's been making some great progress is that we've been putting mods into our 740-6 Pro, and Tony put one in to, I think, a 570G SG and to a ICOM 756 Pro 2, and Woody did a bunch of other mods and the like to other radios, and I tell you, putting that SDR on as a panoramic adapter is pretty impressive. Especially with the waterfall display and the like, it really is a home run. So tomorrow night, Cheryl and Tony and I are going to work on that before the business meeting, probably during the business meeting too, for that matter. But we're going to get that all rolling with my 746 Pro. We got photo connectors in last week just to get the tap in for the SDR, but now I want to do transverter mods, which means bringing out the receive line and the transmit line for 28 megahertz and also for 144, because I have transverters that use 28 and 30 megahertz, and I have other transverters that use a 144 IF to go to either 222 or 432 or to 903 or 1296 or 2304. So pretty exciting stuff. Anybody else? All right. Well, anyway, we did have to get some new connectors. I didn't have BNCs with a long thread to get through the cast aluminum bulkhead of the back of the radio. We found some phonos that met the grade, but that's not the what we wanted to do for the input-output connectors, just for the tap connectors for the SDR on the receive line. All righty. K2BARW2TTT. Anybody else? Okie dokie. Well, last call. Anybody want to check in the net or make a comment? Or both? K2BAR. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much for your check-in tonight. We'll see you either tomorrow at the Fairlawn Radio Club or on Monday at Barra's Coffee or for Tuesday at Barra's Coffee or Tuesday night at Kid Night. I will be there at Kid Night this week. Yay. It's been a long couple of weeks before, you know, since I've been able to make a Kid Night. In any case, hope you're all well and have a safe weekend. It's going to be gorgeous and the weather has cleared. It's a beautiful thing. This is K2BAR W2TTT, returning to repeat. It's normal amateur radio use, 7-3.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Hello, can I get a radio check? This is K2BS.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS. Peter, use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS. Use PL151.4.
KD2HAP, KD2MVN. KD2HAP, KD2MVN.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat.
NZ2K portable.
NJ 2BS, repeat. This is the NK2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NK2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
NZ2K.
This is the NK2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
DJK, NZ2K. K2JK, NZ2K. K2JK, NZ2K.
NK2BS, repeat.
Yeah, just on the last end of the trip here up to the doctor's, 800 Joe.
Alrighty. Off to the doctor, eh?
Nah, I gotta get my brain looked at and see why I'm so nuts. Anyway, yeah, I'm off here. Oh, well. Anyway, you're a busy boy this morning. That was a fun conversation the other day.
It's a conversation you can't win because the people you are talking to are all on the other side of the issue.
And that's very true. Very, very true. Anyway. Yep. I have to agree with you. What the hell are they doing here? Oh, well. I'll never win that one. But it brings up good points. I don't know. I found it funny the other day. I was running a buck and that guy in five lanes just ran and disappeared as fast as he could. Oh, boy, this place is crap. Anyway, I'm going to have to get in here, and I'll be back in a little bit if you're around. Just keep an ear on this one, all right?
All righty, K2JK.
Roger, K2JK.
NK2BS, repeat. This is the NK2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
N2YNU testing. N2YNU for a signal report, Marine Mobile.
NK2BS repeat.
NZ2K Mobile.
This is the NK2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
K2JK, NZ2K. NZ2K, Mobile.
NK2BS, repeat.
NZ2K.
NK2BS, repeat. This is the NK2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NK2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NK2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NK2BS repeat. This is the NK2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
NZ2K, WA2CLP portable. NZ2K from WA2CLP portable.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
N2HM. N2HM. J2AOK.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
KD2LGH calling. KD2LGH calling any station.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
N2YN, you're listening, Congress, New York.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
N2YNU, Congress, New York, listening. Nothing heard. N2YNU, QSY.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.